You today. Lord, we exalt you today. You promised that, Lord, you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, that you are in the midst of them. Lord, in Psalm 22:3, you said you inhabit the praises of your people. And so, Lord, that's why we enter your gates with thanksgiving, your courts with praise. That's why we worship you, Lord, because we want you. We want you to be present. We want you to know that we love you and that we exalt you and we declare you are the only true God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Creator, the name above every name, the name Jesus. And we just come to you today and we just ask you, Lord, to speak to our hearts, to change our lives, to reveal yourself and manifest yourself to us, Lord. God, you promised in the last days that you would pour out your spirit on all flesh, that your sons and your daughters would prophesy, that your young men would see visions and old men would dream dreams, and that, yes, Lord, your servants and your handmaidens, Lord, would prophesy. And we thank you, Lord. The gifts of the Spirit will flow through your people. You will pour out your Spirit upon us, Lord. I pray that we not be any person. I pray that there be no one that would resist or quench or grieve your Holy Spirit in their life. And we pray this all this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated this morning. We welcome everyone to Fire and Grace Church this morning. Oh, so much going on. Everything was lagging. I'm not surprised. All right, so we need to wait a second. Give it a second. Okay. Y'all good this morning? Well, I had, spiritually speaking, I had the week from hell. So I hope yours was better than that. Though I did enjoy Thanksgiving shooting with my girls, but the spiritual side of this past week and probably these last 2 weeks has been extremely heavy. I can't even put it into words. But I think I know part of the reasons why, and we'll get into that in a minute. Y'all just give me a thumbs up when you're ready. I get such nice messages from people right before church. I have to share one with you here. Sorry for our new folks. Normally I dive right in. So we're ready? Okay, so we're ready. All right, we're on. Well, good to have everybody there. Facebook and we broadcast to Facebook. I can't believe we're still on Facebook. YouTube, that's done away with. They terminated my channel. We broadcast to our website. So, and they're archived there. So if anybody wants to go see them, we put them on Rumble too. Where else? BitChute, Blog Talk, what's that? SoundCloud. All right, so they're out there. They're all out there. Let's go ahead, I guess. Do I need to start it? Is it ready for me to go? Ah. Oh, see, this is why I get nasty messages right before church, because they're spying on me and they know what I'm about to preach on, especially when I work on a PowerPoint. Evil men. These are just two of them, but these are two very evil men. Uh-oh. But I want to read something. We're going to go to the book of 2 Timothy first this morning. I'm going to put it up here on your screen, theoretically, maybe. Yeah, I think so. Yep. Green means go, right? Anyway, 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 7, we're going to actually read quite a bit of this. Might even read the whole chapter here. Y'all okay with that? Reading a little bit of the Bible this morning. The reason I end up on this chapter of the Bible so many times is because Paul specifically said this chapter was about the last days. And folks, if you don't know we're living in it, it's time to crawl out from under the rock and wake up, because we are in the last of the last of the last days. But here's what it says, 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 7. This Know also that in the last days, perilous or dangerous, somebody say dangerous. Dangerous times will come. We're living in dangerous times. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. I think everybody knows what that means. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce. Look at this one here. Despisers of those that are good. Traitors. Traitors. Oh, America is about to fall just because of traitors. Traitors. Heady, high-minded. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Now, here's the dangerous part. Now, he tells you a lot of these people pretend to be Christians. He says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power, dunamis power, the Holy Ghost power, from such turn away. Meaning, don't hang out with those people. Don't go to their churches. Turn away from them. If they deny the power of the Holy Spirit, turn away, run away. They're the devil speaking. The devil speaking through them, I should say. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. So, meaning they don't have control of their sexual and their lust issues. Verse 7, very important. Ever learning. Well, we're in the information age. Everybody thinks they're experts because they can Google something. Ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Boy, I'll tell you what right now. There's a lot of people that are blind to the truth. I'm going to read this message I got here in a minute. Let's keep going. Just to give you an idea of a blind person. 2 Timothy 3 continues, verse 8. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, these were the Egyptian magicians who did the similar miracles that Moses did at first. So he says, these withstood Moses. So these are sorcerers and magicians and, you know, spell casters and potion makers. And so, you know, one word for sorcery, the Greek word is pharmakeia, which also means medicine potions. So this is talking about that. As Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds. Corruption. What do you think corruption is? I'll tell you a good, here's a Dean Odle definition of corruption for you. Willful deception. Willful lies. Willful destruction. Knowing what you're doing, but doing it anyway. Reprobate concerning the faith. Meaning, when you talk about the faith of Jesus Christ, Christianity, they are complete reprobates. All right? They hate Christianity. They have the spirit of Antichrist upon them. He said, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly or their foolishness shall be manifest or revealed to all men, as theirs also was. Meaning what Jesus said, and just to put this into context, Jesus said that everything done in secret would be proclaimed from the rooftops. Everything. Now you think about this, that means everything hidden, all the real conspiracies of mankind have to come out. Especially at the end, we have no more time left for them to stay hidden. You understand? That means everything's... That's why the CIA came up with the term conspiracy theorist. Because they're a bunch of devils. And they're in league with the devil, with Satan. And they knew that in the end, everything was going to come out in the open. Whistleblowers are coming out. People are growing a conscience and coming out and telling the truth. People that work for the CDC, people that work for Pfizer, people that work for different government institutions, people in the military. I was with one this past week coming out telling the whole truth. But it's coming out. So their foolishness shall be manifest to all men. But, of course, they're going to continue to cry, conspiracy theory. Right? You'll see this in a second. Paul says, but you have fully known my doctrine. I mean, what he taught from the scriptures about Jesus Christ and about the end and about everything. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, everything Paul taught. You fully know my doctrine, my manner of life, how I live, my purpose, what I live for, my faith, my long-suffering, my charity, patience. You know the persecutions and afflictions which came on me at Antioch and Iconium and Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Did he say a few? All who live godly. Not just all Christians. All Christians who live godly. What is living godly? Living godly means you're trying to obey the Lord and the leading of the Holy Spirit and what he says in his written word and what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you to do. If you live a godly life, doesn't mean a sinless life or a perfect life, but if you live in a godly life where you're chasing after Jesus as a true disciple, you will suffer persecution. You will be hated. You will be spoken of as evil. People will make up crap about you. I mean, it'll be all kinds of stuff that go down. You will have a lot of attacks. You will be forsaken by a lot of people. You will lose friendships, relationships. Even your own family members at times will turn against you. That's what Jesus taught. He said, guess what? He said, a man's enemies will be they of his own household. I've watched this happen, and it's going to be happening worse. I mean, it's happening right now over the vaccine. Are you vaccinated? The vaccinated and the non-vaccinated. Well, if you're not vaccinated, you can't come to my house for Christmas or Thanksgiving. That's the new one. All right? But evil men, I highlighted this one for a reason. This won't go away. But evil men. Some people seem to not believe there's evil men anymore. You know what evil means? In the Greek, you look it up, it means evil. Evil. I don't know why people think that people like Hitler, people like Goebbels and Stalin and Mao, why is it all of a sudden we've forgotten that these kind of people have always been with us? But it seems like the modern man thinks that that went away, that there's no psychotic mass murderers about us anymore. No, they're with us. In fact, Jesus said that the time would come when they who would kill you, true Christians, would think they're doing God a service. That's coming too. Because Christians are going to be turning other Christians over to the government, to the New World Order government, to the Antichrist government, because you're not vaccinated. I'm telling you, it's the whole thing that's going to be going down here pretty soon. He says, but evil men and seducers, deceivers. The word seducers here is an interesting word in the Greek because it's the word goes, and it means imposters. It means wizards who mutter spells. So, evil men and seducers shall do what? Go away in the modern era? In the last days? No. It says wax worse and worse. Worse and worse? How do you get worse than Hitler? How do you get worse than Stalin or Lenin? Millions died under their socialist communist philosophies, Nazi philosophy. How do you get worse than that? Maybe you kill more people than they did. And how would you do that in these times? We'll get to that in a second. How would you do that and get away with it? But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So they're deceived too, but they're also deceivers. They also deceive you, meaning they lie to you. They tell you one thing, but the other thing is going on. All right, let's continue to read. We'll drop down to verse 14. He tells you, though, here's the remedy for this deception and these evil men and all this evil going on in the dangerous times you live in. This is what you must do above all else. He says, continue in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. So you must continue in your faith, in your walk, your relationship with Jesus. You must continue. No matter what hell you go through, no matter who forsakes you, no matter what you lose, you have to stay with him. You must hold fast. Because let me tell you, the Bible tells us in the book of Daniel that the Antichrist and the spirit of Antichrist and the whole beast system is going to try to wear out the saints, wear us down mentally. And actually, if you look those words up in the Hebrew, it means to wear out mentally and emotionally. Most of the attack is going to be in your head, in your brain, and you're going to have to either win that war or lose that war. You got to make up your mind that you're going to continue in the things that you have learned about Jesus, about the Word of God, about the end. You have to know, the Bible says, Jesus taught, you're going to have to be faithful and endure temptation and persecution unto the end. Those that endure to the end will be saved. You must be faithful even unto death if need be, to remain faithful to Jesus Christ and his word and not give in to this beast Antichrist New World Order system. Because it's not just one thing. It is a system that wants you to bow your knee to it and trust it and submit to it instead of Jesus. And you're going to be more and more pressured in the days ahead to just give in to whatever they want, because it's coming. It's coming. Everything the Bible talked about. The mark of the beast. No man might buy or sell unless he has it in his hand or forehead. That is coming so fast. Are you ready to be cut off from the ability to go to the store? You think you are now. But you know what it's going to take when it actually happens. You better be with Jesus, because you're going to need his grace and his strength and his wisdom, and you're going to need to be able to hear his voice and know what to do and what not to do, because it is coming fast. All right? Now let's keep going. He says, you continue the things that you've learned. And he says, let's go to verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures. Oh, God. This book. It is life to those who know it, really know it, and live it. And it will be death of those who don't and who refuse to study it, to know it, to obey it, to be prepared to know the warnings that are in it. That's why it's a sword. It can save your life like a scalpel, cut out a cancer, or it can kill you, which means forever separated from God. From a child you've known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. This is something he wants you to remember. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The first thing the devil tries to always do is make you doubt that this book is the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. This is our anchor in the storm. This is the truth, the only truth, real truth in this world we have. It's the only way we can measure and discern truth. There are so many lies now, so many liars deceivers, wolves in sheep's clothing. So many. You better know the book, the Holy Scriptures, and you better know the author of the book. Because who better to explain the book to you than the author? And if you have the Holy Spirit living in you, He will teach you and explain to you and help you understand what you need to understand. That shirt I love. Somebody got me the shirt. It says, you know, I can explain it for you, to you, but I can't understand it for you. You have to do that. And that's when you get, you say, if you don't, you know what, the best thing you ever do is say, Lord, I don't understand something. Please help me understand. That shows humility. And the Holy Spirit will go, I can teach that one something right there. Now, I wanted to read all this because evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. So now you understand why I entitled this message today, Evil Men. Now, what we're going to talk about today, let me read to you this message I got. This is, and what's interesting, before we get into this, is that, you know, I have multiple web pages. I have the, we have Fire and Grace Church webpage. We have Dean Odle Ministries. We have the Fire and Grace School of Ministry webpage. And now, of course, that I'm running for governor of Alabama and stirred up a whole new hornet's nest, I have a DeanOdleForGovernor.com webpage, and I get messages. People, anybody can subscribe or they can message me through my website, and it comes straight to my phone like it did at 10:38 this morning, right as we're starting church. And what's interesting is that I get different visitors, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of visitors to all these websites, and this particular one assigns numbers to them, or they assigned it to themselves. I don't know, but I want you to tell me, what's the number to that message right there? Can you see that number? Number 666. I got this from Messenger 666 this morning at 10:30. I want y'all to see it. See that? You can't make this stuff up. No need to make it up. I just want everybody to see. So you guys know I'm not making it up. Y'all see that? 666. Hold on. Who wants to see it? Didn't see it. I said, here we go.
Missouri.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
So visitor to my website, number 666. Now, remember that that's not my 666 visitor, because I've had thousands and thousands of visitors to this webpage. All right? So why it got that number, maybe it's because of this message. Now I'm going to read this. Let me pull out the glasses here. So this person said, I'm not sure if you realize, but the new thing on the rise are Republicans that are calling out other Republicans for being crazy and spreading crazy lies. I just wanted you to know that you will get called out on these, and that this fake Second Amendment rights bullcrap and then New World Order of purposefully spreading the coronavirus is nothing but conspiracy theories that you are hoping dumb Alabamians fall for. You know that these are lies, and you are everything wrong with our country. How about actually running on some morals than trying to bully dumb people into voting for you? And then it says this, a second message. Your lies are going to end up killing all of your voters. Is that a threat? What is that? What's interesting is, as I was working on this message last night, probably one of the fools out here. I want y'all to read. This right here is the New York Post, but they're playing a video of Fox News. So here's you some mainstream news. And what do they say there? What's this? NIH, Fauci's governmental institution, National Institute of Health, admits U.S.-funded gain-of-function research, rather, in Wuhan, despite Fauci's denials. Okay? But I'm a conspiracy theorist for saying that some evil people, some evil men, actually produced a virus that would be more infectious and dangerous in a lab in Wuhan, China. It actually started at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and Harvard, and they shipped it over there because they didn't want to get caught producing a biological weapon in the United States at United States universities. But what they are producing, when you do gain a function on a virus, you are weaponizing it. And again, I had dinner with a doctor this past week who is also a bioterrorist expert and a whistleblower. And you know what she said this was? A biological weapon created in a lab. Now let's listen to this, just so you hear it for yourself.
Hundreds of pages of documents from inside Tony Fauci's agency, the National Institute of Health, were published by the news outlet The Intercept. They confirm that, get this, Tony Fauci's NIH funded what's known of gain-of-function research. There's that term again. In Wuhan, there's that city again. Gain-of-function research includes any research that makes viruses more transmissible and more deadly. According to the documents obtained by The Intercept, the NIH was specifically funding gain-of-function research to spike the genes from one coronavirus with the genetic information from other coronaviruses in the process. The documents reveal the researchers created a new, more potent virus that could easily infect humans. What could go wrong? Gary Ruskin, the executive director of the group, U.S. Right to Know, says the documents are, comma, quote, a roadmap to the high-risk research that could have led to the current pandemic, close quote.
Fauci, of course, lies to Congress about this, so he should be in prison now immediately. But here is Newsweek magazine. Fauci was untruthful. What is untruthful? Don't you love how they use these words? No, he lied because he's a liar. He lied to Congress, which is illegal. You should be immediately handcuffed. He lied to Congress about Wuhan lab research. New documents appear to show. I love how Newsweek say appear to show. No, it shows it. The documents show it. The National Institute of Health has denied funding studies that would make a coronavirus more dangerous to humans after it was accused of doing so following the release of research proposals. The documents were obtained and released by The Intercept on Tuesday after it launched a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. Richard Ebright, Board of Governors, Professor of Chemistry and Chemical Biology at Rutgers University and Laboratory Director at the Waxman Institute of Microbiology, told Newsweek these documents show unequivocally that the NIH grants were used to fund controversial gain of research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China, something U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci has denied. Now, his own emails have proven that this, he did this. Now, folks, that means that the COVID-19 virus was created in a lab on purpose, okay? And I believe not just released on purpose by China to attack the West, but I believe China is nothing more than a tool for the whole New World Order agenda, for the, you know, Davos Group and the World Economic Forum and the United Nations and Klaus Schwab, the Bond villain. We have real Bond villains. We're dealing with real villains. They funded this. Senator Rand Paul, surprise, surprise, Fauci lied again. And I was right about his agency funding novel coronavirus research at Wuhan. There it is. Newly released documents provide details of U.S.-funded research on coronaviruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The Intercept has obtained more than 900 pages of documents detailing work of EcoHealth Alliance at the Chinese lab. Now we could go on and continue to talk about this, but notice this, they denied it. Remember, the NIH denied it. Those of you that still trust government institutions, I just feel sorry for you. Because you're really drinking the Kool-Aid. But notice it says in 2014, the NIH said it paused funding for gain of function research. Time out. Thought you didn't do it. You paused funding, meaning you were funding gain of function research that was reasonably anticipated to convert attributes to influenza, Middle East respiratory syndrome, or MERS, or SARS viruses that would make them more transmissible to humans, meaning they've been working on this a long time. And there's the admission of it. Now, let's move on. Well, this is interesting here. It says that, of course, Ebright said these sections of documents show the NIH grant supported the construction of mutant SARS-related coronaviruses that involve blending different types together. That's what, let me tell you, these strains are not naturally mutating. They created a SARS coronavirus. They created a MERS coronavirus. And now we got Omicron. We're going to talk about that. Well, no telling what they mix with that. Maybe a little Ebola. Maybe something else. A little bit dashed in here. Make it more deadly. I told you, and I've been saying it for the past year, that they're not going to stop. They're already talking about more shutdowns, mask wearing, all this nonsense. And yes, more people are going to die. But he says that they were blending. Notice it says they were blending different types together. That's bio warfare. Gene editing. The result was lab-generated virus that can infect human cells. See, God made it where animal viruses don't infect humans. But man has now taken them and fooled with them so they will infect us. But they're going to fall into their own pit they've dug. But they used, look at this, they used humanized mice. Notice this, it says, the result of the lab-generated virus that could infect human cells, he said, adding that at least three of the lab-generated viruses exhibited 10 times to 100 times higher viral loads in humanized mice. So they're making them more, and that's just a picture of the actual one of the papers. Now, I got to move through this quick because I got a bunch of stuff. So here we come now, new variant. Can I tell you, I'm just going to say this at the outset. This new variant hits at just the right time, and it just so happens that there's things. Now, again, there's been almost no studying of this new variant, yet all of a sudden, oh, it's going to get the children. Right about the time they're talking about we need to vaccinate the children. Okay? And children are the ones who need this vaccination the least. But this always says the world is on high alert over a new coronavirus variant. I want to say this at the outset, and I'm going to show you. This is to cover up all the people that are starting to die from the vaccines. And they're going to say, oh, they died from Omicron. No, they died from Moderna and Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson. Because I'm going to show you, it's already happening. People are dropping dead like flies. Let's keep going. I'm not even going to read about all this. The new mutation is more scary. Oh, the fears. Oh, they're scare everybody to death, right? But look right there. But it's more transmissible. See that? Oh, they just love it. Oh, it's countries have imposed travel bans. Global markets have plunged. Ah! While the WHO designated the Omicron as a variant of concern. Yeah, okay. Right now, there are many studies that are underway. So far, there's little information about those studies, blah, 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 blah. But all of a sudden, it's very worrying. It's going to get the children. The Omicron variant panic. It's everywhere. And when you see them start pushing, it just all of a sudden, boom, it's the news. And here comes Boris. What'd you say he looked like this morning, Faith? A creepy elf. That's what she said. She saw me putting this slide on my computer. She said, he looks like a crazy elf. I was like, yeah, he is. Boris Johnson announces measures to contain UK spread of Omicron variant. Here we go. Get ready for number two. Oh, I forget. Is it working or not? Let me see. Oh, it is working now. Here we go. This is just to show you this. I watched this BBC News, same thing, new variant named Omicron by the WHO. Here's just some of the, it's just everywhere now, right? Oh. Just so you see, it's everywhere. Everything you need to know, how they're going to shut down this, blah, 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 right? So let's go, let's get to this part here. The mRNA, more and more evidence is coming out. More and more doctors are coming forward. Studies are coming forward. Peer-reviewed scientific studies are coming forward to show mRNA COVID-19 vaccines by Pfizer and Moderna have serious side effects, shows study. How India may have saved itself from disaster. What does it say under that? According to the study presented at the scientific sessions of the American Heart Association annual conference, PULS score, poll score, increases from 11% five-year ACS, which is cardiac arrest, heart attacks, risk up to 25%. So what they're saying here is that you got a five-year span. Now, what's interesting, I just found this article last night. I was having dinner. Kevin was with me. Jordan was with me. We're having dinner with a medical doctor. And this is what she told me, face-to-face, sitting right beside her. She said, what we're seeing, and there were another doctor there as well, so it was two medical doctors who were talking about this. So what we're seeing in people who have had the mRNA vaccines, what we're seeing is if they have a heart reaction to it, if the spike proteins move through their body, which they can settle anywhere, the brain, the heart, whatever, but if it goes to their heart, that what we're seeing is, like when you have a heart attack, you have what's called tropamine in your heart. And tropamine levels spike when you have a heart attack, and they take your blood. Am I right? I got surgical nurse in here. But they spike, and they can actually take your blood and find out how bad of a heart attack you had, when you had it. But what she told me there at dinner was that a heart attack victim will have tropamine levels 200-300 in their blood. But then they'll go back to normal. They'll kind of go back down, and even though there might even be some heart damage from the heart attack, but it'll still go back down. She said what we're seeing in these young people, especially young people, who've taken the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine and had myocarditis, pericarditis, other heart inflammation problems, what she said that is happening there is we're seeing tropamine levels in the thousands, and they're not going down. They're not returning to normal, and she said, there's nothing we can do. She said it's a death sentence in 1 to 5 years. This is from a medical doctor. This is not from Pastor Dean. This is from a medical doctor. And then I find this yesterday, 5 years. So she must be reading the studies as well, plus what she's seeing. A report presented at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions. Basically, the study found the risk of developing heart diseases increases from 11% to 25% in patients who received the COVID-19 vaccines developed by Pfizer and Moderna using the new mRNA technology. The study was presented by renowned cardiologist Stephen Guntry at the Scientific Sessions of the American Heart Association annual conference on November 8th and was published in the Journal of Circulation. The study findings were presented as an expression of concern which said the mRNA COVID vaccines dramatically increase endothelial inflammatory markers and ACS risk, heart attack risk, as measured by the PULS cardiac test. So let me ask you something. Have any of you heard this on the news? No, and you won't. Even though this is at the American Medical Association, even though the renowned cardiologist has put this study forth, you will not hear it anywhere. Because the narrative is the vaccines are safe and effective. And nothing else is allowed. No matter what comes out, and this just goes on to talk about it, it says, but this says here, this is not the only study to have found this result about over doubling the increase in risk of heart attacks. According to British cardiologist Dr. Asim Malhotra, one cardiology researcher from the cardiology department of the prestigious British institution contacted him to inform that research done by the department has found similar results. The whistleblower told Malhotra that they have found links between the inflammation of coronary arteries and the mRNA vaccines from imaging studies, but then said, Well, anyway, you'll hear, he said, and I'll show you later, I think I got a slide out of order here, but what he said was that the whistleblower at this prestigious British Institute said they're not going to publish the study because they get all their research money from pharmaceutical companies. I've been saying this for over a year. Pharmaceutical companies. In fact, I've been saying it for 10, 11 years now. Pharmaceutical companies. Because let me just tell you, it's not just these vaccines, but all vaccines. But this is another British doctor who was analyzing this test, and he's going to explain to you what's going on. I thought this was important for you to hear from another notable doctor what's actually going on with this. All right, he explains it well.
It's nothing to do with the content. So mRNA COVID vaccine dramatically increases endothelial inflammatory markers and acute coronary syndrome risk as measured by this plus cardiac test. Now, just we need a bit of background there. So what we would normally have here is, imagine that that's an artery, so that's supplying part of the heart muscle with blood, the myocardium, and that's going to divide into smaller arteries. And these smaller coronary arteries will supply an area of cardiac tissue with blood, say an area of myocardium, that will take blood to that area of tissue. Now, the endothelium is the lining of this these blood vessels. So that is the vascular endothelium that that's referring to. And inflammatory markers can lead to inflammation in this endothelium. This can become inflamed. So we can get inflammation in the endothelium, which, of course, we don't want. Because acute coronary syndrome is really an inflammatory disease, so we don't want to increase that. So if we increase the endothelial inflammatory markers, that would indicate that these markers are indicators of increased inflammatory activity in this area where we don't want it. Because if there's increased inflammatory activity here, this can cause destabilization of what we call plaques, atheromatous plaques, these cholesterol-based plaques here. And if these become destabilized, that can cause blood to clot. Now, if you get a little bit of blood clotting, what's called white thrombus, that will reduce the blood supply in these areas of tissue, leading to what we call ischemia. That will be called unstable angina. If it's more severe, if you get more clotting, that would lead to what we call a non-ST myocardial infarction. Non-ST elevation myocardial infarction. And if there's a lot more clot there, that would lead to what we call a ST elevation myocardial infarction. So non-STEMI or a STEMI. So that's what acute coronary syndrome is. The most mild form is acute is unstable angina. The second most common form is non-ST elevation myocardial infarction. And the more severe form is called ST elevation myocardial infarction. So that's what acute coronary syndrome is. So, but basically we don't want this inflammation. So to measure markers of that is remarkably relevant. So measurement of multiple protein biomarkers, fine, absolutely fine. And these are used to generate a score predicting the five-year risk in terms of percentages of a new acute coronary syndrome. Risk. In other words, a new acute heart attack sort of situation.
Okay, again, another doctor analyzing the study, showing you, I thought he explained it well, what's going on, what's causing these heart attacks, but causing heart attacks in healthy people, children, young people, athletes in top-notch shape are just dropping dead of heart attacks. Let's continue. Here's what this is Dr. what is it? Malhotra was saying that they aren't going to publish their findings. They're concerned about losing research money. But let's watch this just so you can hear what he has to say. And this is just about 2 or 3 minutes, so just listen to this. Another doctor.
Seeing this abstract publication circulation, I was concerned about it for a number of reasons. So first and foremost, we have to understand that there's been a shift in understanding of heart disease over the years, that we know now it's a chronic inflammatory condition that is exacerbated by some called insulin resistance, which we talked about on the show before, which is related to poor lifestyle. Now, what this abstract has shown, what this research has shown, is that markers associated with increasing the risk of heart attack and probably even progression of underlying heart disease in people who've already got some heart disease has been significantly increased risk from 11% at 5 years risk of heart attack to 25%. Now, that's a huge increase. If this is true, then it's very concerning indeed. But in medicine, in good science, we never rely on one study. We need to replicate these findings. However, what I will share with you today on GB News is a few days ago after this was published, somebody from a very prestigious British institution, cardiology department, researcher, a whistleblower, if you like, contacted me to say that the researchers in this department had found something similar within the coronary arteries linked to the vaccine, inflammation from imaging studies around the coronary arteries. And they had a meeting, and these researchers at the moment have decided they're not going to publish their findings because they are concerned about losing research money from the drug industry. Now, this person was very upset about it, and I wanted to obviously share this on GB News today. What I would say is that we then, knowing this information, which is very concerning, Stephen Gundry's paper in circulation, and also anecdotal evidence. I mean, I have a lot of interaction with the cardiology community across the UK, and anecdotally, I've been getting told by colleagues that they are seeing younger and younger people coming in with heart attacks. Now, what does this mean in terms of the data? We have to put the jigsaw for the pieces together. We know since July, there's been almost 10,000 excess non-COVID deaths. And most of those, or significant proportion of those, are being driven by circulatory disease. In other words, heart attack and stroke. There's been a 30% increase in people dying at home. And often these are because of cardiac arrest. Of course, this is also something close to my heart because my own father is one of those statistics. He had a cardiac arrest at home July the 26th. So when since this data has been collected. So where do we go from here? I think the signal is quite strong.
And what's even more troubling, my baby sister died this summer, and sudden massive stroke and heart attack. And the first thing I asked her husband was, did she take the vaccine? I just found out this weekend. He told me no, but I found out she did, that he lied to me. So it's personal. Now it's personal. And the truth must be told, because they're going to be pushing third and fourth and fifth and continual boosters. But I want you to watch this little video here. I know I've got a lot of videos this morning, but I want you to see it. This is stuff I've been going through over the last few weeks. Very troubling. But these headlines are going to go fast because there's a lot of them. And I know there's some old silly song from the 70s, I think, on this, but I don't care. And these soccer players, you're talking about top-notch shape. When what could be different in 2021? This is not all of them. Dying of heart attacks.
75 athletes across Europe.
Heart attacks. And this is just coincidence? No. They knew this. They knew this was a side effect. They didn't do long-term testing. What is this? This is mass murder. And this is the tip of the iceberg. 1 to 5 years. Look at this. Here's a few more. I could do this all day. Dr. Sohrab Lutumedel, this is what's interesting about him. He died following his third COVID-19 booster vaccination. He's the one who said, he's a prominent cardiologist who delighted in jabbing vaccine skeptics on social media. Let's put that up bigger, yeah. Suddenly died in his sleep only 2 weeks after apparently endorsing the third COVID shot, a major loss to patients he was treating as well as the local medical community. Dr. Luchmedial, who served as director of the interventional cardiology program at Canada's New Brunswick Heart Center, who had been described as an inspiring spirit, passed away on November 8th, leaving behind a stunned family, friends, colleagues who were blindsided by the tragic death of the 52-year-old. This is the guy who said if people died, he wouldn't cry at their funeral if they didn't get the vaccine and died. But he got it, and the third one killed him. Another doctor Dr. Vincent Wang, Pfizer, excuse me, booster death. Anyway, he says he was 54. Taiwanese medical community is in shock over the death of Dr. Vincent Wang, who was the former director of the infectious disease department of Mackay Memorial Hospital in Taipei. Pfizer sent a letter inviting him to take the booster vaccine. It's like getting a letter from the Grim Reaper. But here's what his wife had to say. You know, listen to this. His wife said, my husband was a, I guess that's supposed to be retired infection disease doctor. After he got his third Pfizer shot booster, he felt dizzy, low pressure, fainted on the stairs during September 5th. My husband passed away in the middle of last month because of the COVID-19 vaccine. His doctor didn't give him time to go to the hospital. He felt better on September 15th, but passed away in the early morning on September 16th during deep sleep. We have been busy contacting the complex medical system in the U.S. to obtain his medical records, and we have also completed our own pathological anatomy. Non-suicide and crime must be at our own expense, but the report will take 6 to 7 weeks to get the results. It's been almost a month, and we haven't received death certificate, so he can't be cremated yet. We also required a private autopsy and reported this to the CDC and Pfizer. So far, we didn't get any compensation. He was given no treatment by the medical community. His MD told him to drink more water. We have lost my two kids' father, our financial support, and I have lost my dearest love. So his departure has hit us very hard. We're still weeping. Folks, if it kills one person, stop it. It's not worth it. It just goes on and on. This woman, severe blood clots. She's an EMT, registered cardiac invasive specialist. Severe anemia, pulmonary embolism, microclotting. Now she needs 24/7 help raising her 4-year-old son. She can't even function. NBA basketball player Brandon Goodwin, Atlanta Hawks. Career, maybe his career's ended, but definitely his season was ended. And he he said, Mike, I got sick, never quite recovered from it. He goes on to say, yeah, the vaccine did it. And he said he was told not to say anything about it, not to tell anybody. Thank you that he did. Now, say, well, Pastor Dean, why would you share all this on Sunday morning? There's a scripture in Proverbs. If you guys want to go with me, and y'all can put this up for me, just go to Proverbs chapter 24. Hey, and I got through that in less than an hour. That's pretty good. Proverbs 24. If this doesn't bother you, it's time to wake up. And it's time to understand that this is... if these are being revealed to us, how many more have not? Some people are going to say, you know, some people say, well, I got the vaccine. What am I going to do? Well, we found out that probably about a third of the vaccines that have been given out were saline placebo. So you might have been a lucky one. And if you hadn't had some severe reaction yet, you might be the lucky one that got saline water instead. And so you could go around and tell everybody you got the shot and didn't have any problems. That's their design. But the boosters are all going to get everybody. This is a plan. This is a plot. This has been planned. We know that Bill Gates talked about lowering the population of the world through new vaccines. That's a quote from him. He said, we're going to lower the population of the world through new vaccines. Now, how do you do that? How does a vaccine lower the population? Kills you or sterilizes you. There's only two ways that a vaccine can do that, and they have them doing both. But Proverbs 24, let's see here. Verse 11 and 12. This verse is always, this passage here has always kind of haunted me about warning people about what's going on in the world. He says, if thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death and those that are ready to be slain. Meaning, forbear means to hold back. If you hold back to deliver them. The first thing you're going to do to deliver anybody that's being drawn toward death and destruction is you have to tell them they're being drawn toward death and destruction. He says, if you hold back, though, this is what God says through this proverb. If you hold back to deliver them that are drawn unto death and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it, and he that keepeth thy soul, doth he not know it? And shall he not render to every man according to his works? My job as a shepherd, as a pastor, is to try to look out for you. Now, nobody's perfect at it. But to look out for you spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and yes, even physically. And if I have this information, and I don't tell the world, and tell everybody I can, God's going to judge me accordingly. Blood will be on my hands. The same for you. This is not a game. Oh, I don't want to upset Uncle Joe or Cousin Billy Bob or Bubba. I don't want to upset them. You better upset them. And I'll tell you what Dr. Peter McCullough has already said. He said, look, even if you've gotten already had the one of the COVID vaccines, do not, whatever you do, get any more. Because it's like using the old revolver and putting the bullet in there and just spinning it and click, click, keep on clicking. And what's going to happen? Finally, they're going to get you. These evil men out here, they plot. In fact, I did a two-part message on the scripture from Psalm 37. Why don't y'all put that up for me, about the wicked plot against the righteous. This is not just a money grab. Y'all have to understand this. These evil men, these evil, and it's women too, but these evil people have an agenda to lower the population of the world. They want to get rid of you, who they consider, and me, who they consider useless eaters. And they are using this to not only take wealth from us, they're using this to take our freedoms away from us. And people are submitting to it. Because they're scared. Now, here's another thing. Here's what I believe. I'm going to tell you this now. Omicron, you know, Omicron. One good little silver lining to this little cloud here is that if hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin worked on SARS-CoV-1, SARS-CoV-2, guess what I believe? It's going to work on whatever version of the coronavirus this is. They're already calling this COVID-2021. COVID-21. Which we had leaked information from the Canadian government that they were going to have COVID-21. And this was a year ago, the Canadian government, and these documents were confirmed to be from the Canadian government, and they leaked out we were going to have COVID-2021. That would be released, and then we would really lock down the world. And that is what they're doing. If you don't believe that's the goal, look at Australia. Look at New Zealand. Look at Israel. Israel's about to lock it down harder than they did before. The crazy people that we have in control of our federal government now are going to try to do this. There will be governors across the nation who totally submit and lock their people down again. I wonder what our crazy one's going to do. Because she did it the first time. But just get ready. Just know that you are warned of two things. They're going to try to take our freedom completely with this. And yes, even in the United States. Europe is gone. They're at least, I will say this though, at least some countries like Austria and some others are really rising up. The people are against the government trying to control and take over. I hope Americans finally rise up. But Americans are so brainwashed, mind controlled by the media, more than any other people, I believe, in the world. Because we spend all time watching TV and movies and videos. And I mean, I'm telling you, people are so brainwashed. I could spend two more hours showing you heart attack victims. I mean, I won't name the name, but a pastor I know, his family, 21-year-old, perfectly healthy young man, just died from a heart attack because he took this vaccine. Huh? Thanksgiving night he died. Gosh. 21 years old. 21 years old! He did what the government told him to do. You're going to have to take this vaccine to continue your career. Take the vaccine. They told Carmen at her work, just take the bleep bleep vaccine. No! You bunch of killers, you bunch of evil people, stand up and say no. Wake up, Americans. Quit listening to the media. The medical establishment, our government institutions are all infiltrated and controlled by evil people. And they're in it for money, and there is a satanic agenda, and many of them worship Satan, and there is a satanic agenda to kill us or get us to bow the knee to their god, Lucifer, the devil, Satan. That's the goal. That's the plan. Say no more. I'm done. I'm finished. And we have got to start telling people. Here's the next line. Listen, remember me saying that the moment they say you have to have something injected into your body or you cannot buy or sell, that is the mark of the beast. Now, I told you very early on that I didn't believe that this first round was the mark of the beast because they have it mandated to the whole world you cannot buy or sell unless you take this. But now they're redefining what it means to be fully vaccinated, which is going to mean a third, fourth, or fifth shot now, and then you're fully vaccinated. So in the very near future, the world's going to finally agree, probably after they spread these new bioweapons around and kill enough people. They're going to scare enough people. They're going to get their people that are governors and in charge in different states. They're going to get enough people to shut everything down and even call out the military. And if you don't take the shot, you're going to a camp, a fun camp. Or you just disappear. Canada's already built quarantine camps. Australia, New Zealand. And most of you don't even know that they've been building these camps in the United States for decades. Now, the question you're going to have to ask yourself is, what are you going to do? Well, I can tell you what I'm going to do. I will resist to the end. They will have to kill me. Because, number one, I'm not getting on a bus or a train or a plane to a camp. No, I got other plans. Blue helmets show up in our neighborhood, and it's going to be a bad day. Americans will be rising up. There will be Americans. There's groups all over that are ready for that moment. So you know what I say. Pray up. Arm up. Yes, arm up. And be ready. Because I'm not submitting to it. I'm not allowing them to take my wife, my daughter. I'm not having it. And this is where we are. And people wonder why people don't want the vaccine. When you start seeing people dropping like flies. I mean, think about it. The most healthy among us. Marathon runners. Soccer, all you do is run from one side of the field to the other. That's why I wouldn't play it. Run for 90 minutes? No, thank you. I play football where I get to sit down for a little bit and watch the other side play. Baseball, a little slower pace. Our coaches, my baseball coach used to try to make us run. We said, Coach, we're not on the track team. We're not cross-country runners. We came here to play baseball. Yeah. Folks, I probably need to close, but it's worse than we know. But just when you see in the days ahead, just remember that you were told you're going to start seeing a lot of people die. And that's why Psalm 91 says this. It says, we'll see 1,000 may fall at your, what is it, your right hand, and 10,000. I always thought about that, 1,000 and 10,000. I mean, you know, I'm not in some infantry unit. But now it makes sense. 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. Yes. But it will not come nigh thee. Think about that. Why? But think about this. Can you handle seeing this that's about to happen? I'm not going to lie to you. I am still extremely troubled, sad, angry, all these emotions about my sister. And I knew it anyway, because when we were in the ICU with her, you know, she'd had the massive brain-killing stroke. And but she was alive for a few more days. And I remember them saying in intensive care that she tested positive for COVID, but she hadn't been at any symptoms of being sick. But if you take the shot, you're going to test positive for COVID because your body's actually producing the COVID spike protein, so it's going to pick up that you have it. My sister. Your daughter's friend, 21 years old. Thanksgiving night, dies of a heart attack. This is unacceptable. This is unacceptable evil. Would we put up with this if our government was walking into our homes and shooting people and killing them? No. No, we wouldn't. But yet we sit here because it's a shot. Well, there's a certain percentage that are just going to have reactions. I'm sorry. That's not acceptable. And then to tell me I have to do it or I can't keep my job. You may die, but you can work. Work or die. Or work until you die. What's scary to me is what's going to happen in 1 to 5 years. You know, the Bible talks about the sixth trumpet being a war that kills 1/3 of mankind, Revelation 9. And I've always thought about that war being more of a conventional type war, or maybe a nuclear, limited nuclear war. To kill 1/3 of mankind, I mean, you'd have to have some massive war to kill that many people, because 1/3 of mankind right now is about 2.5 billion people, somewhere in that range. To kill that many people, But if you force the whole world to take a vaccine, it'll give them a heart attack in 1 to 5 years. Or as Dr. David Bauer of the Francis Crick Institute says, who's not even against the vaccine, admits that they've tested patients who've taken the Pfizer vaccine and their immune systems are being destroyed. He says, your immune system is going away. So if your immune system goes away at some at the first shot, and then you take the second dose, and more of your immune system dies and goes away, and then you take a booster, and then you take another booster, you eventually wake up with no immune system. And this is according to one of the top research installations in the world, the Francis Crick Institute. And they admitted this. Remember, everything hidden will be shouted from the rooftops, right? So they're admitting, number one, we know now, they were causing heart attacks. They're also causing prion disease, which means Alzheimer's and other type of mental dementia because they're settling in people's brains, these spike proteins. I've been reading all this stuff. I'm working on a book right now by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. about the real Anthony Fauci. It's about that thick. I got another one, book sent to me, another one about that thick that I'm reading. What really happened at Wuhan? All the information is available. You just have to take the time to find it. But folks, as Christians, our job, Ezekiel 3, Ezekiel 18, Ezekiel 33, all says this, that we're to warn the wicked to turn from their wicked ways. And if we see the righteous turn from the righteous path, we're supposed to warn them. I warn people. I was at the dentist the other day, and I have this little blonde-headed, pregnant, 21 or 22-year-old girl who looked just like my daughter Bethany, my middle daughter, sitting there going, well, I don't know if I should get the vaccine or not. I'm thinking about it. Maybe I should get it. She said, I just don't feel right about it. I said, oh, God, please don't get this vaccine. And I started explaining it to her. Do I know if she did or not? I don't know. But one thing I warned her, don't do it. Whatever you do, don't do it. It's not worth the risk you are taking. But see, this is why they wanted to kill the hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. They're still trying to squash that because it goes away just like that. You can get rid of it. I've used both. I'm still here because of both. I'm sure my wife is too. She took hers earlier than I did, so she didn't get as bad as me, but it was still bad. They don't want us to have what will save our lives. So the fight is on, and I hope you understand how serious it is. And I hope you pray for people and warn them. Warn them. And you say, and I'm talking about even if people that's already had the first round, tell them, don't do it again. Don't do anymore. Stop. If you made it through the first one, hallelujah, praise be to God. He had mercy on you. But don't keep doing it, because these things are serious. Yeah, don't get the flu shot. Look, folks, as Christians, let me just say, in all the vaccines, in all the other regular vaccines, number one, they all come from aborted fetal tissue. That's how they create them. So just on a moral standing for Christians who are truly pro-life and against abortion, you should also be against vaccines. Now, I know they try to go into all this other stuff. Well, you should be against this, you should be against. Look, if you know, you know. There's a difference. There's a difference sometimes, you know, and this is a big difference. What you ingest in your stomach versus what you get shot in your muscle or your veins, it works differently, all right? Something that you can ingest and not hurt you, if you put in your veins, can kill you. So you got to understand that. But listen, folks, just on that moral ground alone, but in all these vaccines, the flu vaccine, the MMR, the DTaP, all of these vaccines have either aluminum or all of them have aluminum. And then most of them have mercury in them. These are facts. I have the studies. I have the ingredient list. I have doctor upon doctor upon doctor I can refer to. I have a book that has 400 peer-reviewed scientific studies in them about what aluminum in vaccines and the mercury does to people. This is why we went from autism not even really being a thing when I was a kid to now 1 in 20 will have some type. And what he said, well, I've had doctor quote after doctor saying vaccines cause inflammation. And they cause inflammation in your brain, in your heart, in your body. And I know it because I was stupid as a rock. Didn't know about vaccines and their danger fully in 2002 when I took 3 in this arm and 4 in this arm to go to Africa and came back and immediately my immune system turned against itself and turned against my own body. So I am a vaccine injured person and I've lived with the pain and the problems of it for 20 years almost now. Now, God's intervened because they told me by now my hands should be completely crippled, but they're not. God has helped me through this, and I'm trusting him to heal me the rest of the way. But I know, too, he wanted me to be able to understand it and testify to it. No, I know what vaccines do to people. Most of our problems from diabetes, think about childhood diabetes, cancers, all of these things can be traced to vaccines. And some of these things are even listed as side effects on these vaccine inserts, from diabetes to autism to every, I mean, they're listed on there. We've got whistleblowers like Dr. Fred Thompson or not Fred Thompson, Dr. William Thompson. I always want to say Fred Thompson because he was the actor and the guy that became a senator. But Dr. William Thompson, CDC whistleblower, said, I was there when I saw them. We had the studies that had showed the connections between the vaccines and autism, and I was there when they tore them up and threw them in the trash to hide them from you at the CDC. He's a CDC research scientist, doctor. He said, I saw it. And they got him recorded on the phone call talking about it. And then a congressman from Florida spoke about it on the floor of Congress. So, again, the information's out there about all vaccines. I will never put another one in my body, ever. My daughter will never have another vaccine. Come hell or high water, the government can roll up. Sorry, guys, not happening. Do you want to go home to your family tonight? I suggest you leave my property. Because it's no different than saying I'm coming in your house to shoot and kill your, or I'm coming in there to wound or maim your family at force. No, sorry. You are now the enemy. You are now an invader. Not going to happen. So, say, Pastor Dean, you sound like a revolutionary. No, I sound like our founding fathers. The Christian pastors, the Black Robe Regiment, the men who stood up and said, that's it. They're coming in, taking our homes, our wives, killing our children, taking our property. Enough's enough. That's how America was founded. Enough's enough. We're done. We are dealing with a much bigger evil force than Great Britain ever was. Let's stand. There's more. You know, I really like that first one we did. We can go out on a... I know I put the downer on you this morning. I'm sorry. Sometimes truth hurts. But maybe we can save a few. Truth will set you free. But the Lord is our shepherd. So let's do this one again, and we'll go. We'll be dismissed after this.
Shepherd, I have no needs. You lead me by peaceful streams, and you refresh my life. You hold my hand and you guide my steps. I could walk through the valley of death, and I won't be. Because you are in control. You are in control. Yes, Lord, you are in control.
Yes, Lord. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Lord, we submit to you. Jesus, we will follow you and give you our lives. Lord, you said we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and because we love not our lives even unto the death. Lord, those three things, we must have the blood of Jesus upon us to wash our sins away. We must be bold and share our testimony, our story. We must speak, Lord, your word, your truth. And, Lord, we must not be afraid to even die for what is right, for you, for your word. If we have to, Lord, we will not bow. We will not give in. We will not try to preserve our life in this world to ultimately, Lord, one day, you said, is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Lord, you want us to do our best to provide and protect our families, but ultimately it's all in your hands. And we trust you, and we will love you in the good times and in the bad. And we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for dying on that cross for our sins and for your resurrection from the dead and the fact that you love us and you want all of us to be saved, to be forgiven, to be washed, to be cleansed of our sins, and to be ready to go to heaven. Lord, I pray anybody that hasn't done that will do that. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We'll say goodbye to everyone watching and listening out there. Hallelujah. Everybody say bye.